Our readings today are taken from the Acts of the Apostles, verse 14 and then verses 36 to 41. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words he warned them, and he pleaded with them, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, David. So, as we begin a new series, we're going to spend some time thinking about sharing our faith, and we're beginning with this question: Why should I share my faith? You'll be aware that we live in a multi-faith culture. People have different religious beliefs, or lots of people have no religious belief. This is the results of a survey that was taken in 2016. You might not be able to see the figures from there, but it essentially says the big blue half of the circle, just over half, 53%, is people who would say they have no religion whatsoever. So that's over 53%. So this is in the UK. This was taken in 2016, so a couple of years ago. 53% of no religion. The orange, bright red orange, is the 15% who would say they are Church of England or Anglican. Then there is 9% who say that who are Roman Catholic. There's 17%, the yellow segment, is people who are other Christian denominations. And then there's 6% who are non-Christian religions. So that's people who are other religions other than Christian. So that gives you a bit of an overview. So if we were to add together the Christian denominations on there, there's 41% that are Christian, while there's 53% who, so more than half, who are saying that they have no religious affiliation whatsoever. So in a world where lots of people have no faith and maybe don't want anything to do with religion, they may even be anti-religious. People say, religions start wars, they're bad, they're a bad thing, we don't want that, we want a secular world. Maybe religious faith should be a private matter. That's what other people would say. Well, it's okay if you have your religious faith, but you're not allowed to talk about it, you're not allowed to push it on anybody. I mean, nobody really wants to talk about it, do they? It's one of those subjects that you should avoid, a bit like Brexit. You know, just don't bring it up when you're among friends and family. Let's not talk about religion, let's not talk about politics, and let's definitely not talk about Brexit. But when we look at the way that Jesus spoke about faith and faith in him, let's look at the language that he uses. So in John 6, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those who he gave me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And then later on in the next chapter of John, in John chapter 7, Jesus says, On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, Anyone who is thirsty may come to me, declared Jesus. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink, for the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from their hearts. When he said living waters, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given, because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory. Jesus speaks about bread and water. These two things are essential for life, aren't they? We need bread, we need food, and we need water. So if you have bread and those around you are hungry, should you share it? Yes, of course. And if you have water and those around you are thirsty, should you share it? Yes, of course. Do we live in a world that is spiritually hungry and thirsty? Yes. Bread and water are essential, but bread and water need to be kept fresh. Stale bread. Have you ever had one of those encounters where you go to the back of the bread bin and there's that bread that's been left there a little bit too long? I remember once when I was at secondary school, my mum used to make me sandwiches faithfully every day, but I didn't really like them. So me and my friends had said we used to go to the chip shop and go and get a chip butty at lunchtime, which we weren't actually allowed to do because we weren't meant to go out of the school grounds, but we'd go into town and get a chip butty. We'd do this every day, 5 days a week. It was not healthy at all. And instead of eating the sandwiches that my mum lovingly made for me, I'd just leave them in the bottom of my bag. And then once I changed bags, and at the end of the school terms, it must have been about 6 months later, we found one of my old school bags, and inside was one of my mum's sandwiches. 6 months old, you know, a cheese sandwich. Oh, it's horrible. Bread needs to be kept fresh. Often as Christians, we don't feel confident to share our faith because we feel spiritually dry ourselves. You can't really share something if you haven't got it yourself, or if your experience of it is a negative one, or at least a flat one, or something that you're bored with. Why would you share it? Why would you want to share something that's stale or dry, or for the example of water, that's stagnant? If it stays still, it becomes stagnant. So that's when we need to come back to the source, to Jesus, to receive from the Spirit. Maybe you're aware that you need to experience renewal, a renewal of your faith. Maybe you need a new spiritual practice. Maybe you need a fresh encounter with the Holy Spirit. Because if water stays still, it's no longer living water, it's stale. And if bread is left, it becomes stale and moldy. One of the ways that I've been renewing and refreshing my faith recently is through discovering contemplative prayer, which is something I'd heard about before and maybe done in little bits, but never had as a kind of daily practice. So essentially, it's about sitting quietly in God's presence, sitting with how things are. I think the way that I've been taught in the evangelical tradition that I've grown up in is that when we pray, we need to thank God for all the things he's done, and ask God to change lots of things. So it's all about changing things. Like, God, can you change this? Can you change this? I know this person's not well. I want this thing to happen. I want this thing to happen. So it's lots of words, or it's thanking him, saying, thank you, God, that this has happened. Thank you, God, but I really need this to happen. And it's kind of a big, long list. And it's good to do that. It's good to bring our intercessions before God. But what I've been discovering is that there's another type of prayer where instead of constantly wanting things to change, you sit with how things are. You sit in God's presence, and you're not asking him for things. You're not even saying, God, speak to me, give me a word or a picture. I need something from you. You're just being with him, just like you would with a friend. If you were with a friend and you were constantly asking them for stuff, they'd probably get a bit fed up. You don't do that with friends, do you? Sometimes you're just with them. You might not even be saying anything. You might be walking together. Contemplative prayer is about being in God's presence. Not change this or thank you for this, but just being with him. So if your faith is a living thing, then you'll want to share it. If it's something that you're experiencing and that you are encountering God in, then you will naturally want to share it. If it's making a difference to your life, then you'll want it to make a difference to other people's lives too. So if you're dry at this moment, if your faith feels dry or a bit moldy, or if it feels stagnant, then speak to somebody. Speak to people in your house group. Tell them. Or speak to me, or speak to somebody who you can trust, who can pray for you, and get some help. Today's reading in Acts 2 says that Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. Today is Trinity Sunday, and we've recently done a series all about the Holy Spirit. And when we began that series, we were looking at those different pictures of the Trinity, weren't we? The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the triangle. And we were looking at, particularly with the young people, we were looking at water, ice, and gas, you know, and how water can be in those, H2O can be in those three different ways, but it's still one thing. So the Holy Spirit is the gift of God that makes our faith living. It's the living water that Jesus speaks about. When he talks about living water, it says he's speaking about the Spirit that will come and live in us and bring us fresh, that brings us freshness and is life-giving. The reading in Acts continues, with many other words, Peter warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. So obviously what was going on as Peter was speaking is that the Holy Spirit was at work. It was at work in Peter and those early Christians, and it was at work in the people that were hearing it, because thousands came to faith in Jesus Christ. That's what happens when the Spirit of the living God is at work. When that living water is inside you, when that fresh bread is feeding you, that is Jesus Christ, that is his Spirit in us. And it's such a joy when people come to faith. Because nobody's born a Christian, are they? You can be born Jewish, but you can't be born Christian. The Christian faith, the good news of Jesus, can set us free from sin and death. But it needs to be shared in order to be accepted. Think about Jesus' final words. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He gave us a job to do, to make disciples, to go and tell people, to teach people, to invite people, to say, come and see. Disciples are made, not born. And then in Romans 10, it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? It continues. And how can they believe in him if they have not heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring good news. So why should we share our faith? We should share our faith because we live in a spiritually hungry and thirsty world. We should share our faith because Jesus has told us to. We should share our faith because having a living faith in Jesus Christ means that it pours out of us. Having the Spirit inside of us means that it pours out of us. And if to you it feels like I don't have anything to share, then the solution is to come to Jesus, to receive, to take that living bread, to accept that living water inside of you. Because when we receive, when it pours out of us, then we are ready to share. So should we share our faith? Yes. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the living bread, the bread that gives us life. You are the living water that flows and refreshes, that is unceasing and without limits. Lord, we see in Scripture that the call to go and to share our faith is clear. But often we feel afraid. So Lord, we know that we need you to fill us with your Spirit. We need to feed on that bread. We need to receive that water and let it flow out of us. So Lord, fill us with your Spirit, with the bread of life, with the living water, that we may go, that we may share your good news, that our faith may be alive, and that many may come to know you as their Lord and Saviour. We ask in Jesus' name.